Have one. I'm Brian Kilmeade. I know it's always a great time to listen to WHIO, but especially when my friend Steve Temple's behind the microphone. Listen to Temple Talk. Temple Talk Radio on WHIO.
This is Temple Talk Radio with Steve Temple from Pinnacle Investment Advisors. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Temple Talk Radio is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Temple Talk Radio.
Well, good morning to our listeners out in Miami Valley and those that are listening to us streaming. And boy, what another great show we've got for you today. Tony, I got to share, man, it's such an honor each week to have you on this show with us. You know, we're getting so many great comments from people. The audience, the listeners, they're calling in, they're emailing in, sharing that they really appreciate the show. Tony, it wouldn't be successful without you. So once again, we're just honored to have you here with us today, brother. How you been?
I have been doing great. I've been checking things off my to-do list and my honey-do list at home. So I've got a sense of accomplishment this week, Steve, which is good. For once, it's not, I've been able to check some key things off the list and get them done, which feels really good, mainly concerning my parents. I've been trying to get things in order for them, and that's been coming along. So I'm happy about that. How about you? How have you been?
The same thing, brother. In fact, there's something you just shared that made me think of something. We're going to bring these things back, the little wooden nickels, but it's called the round to it.
Yeah.
Right. When I get around to it, I will.
My grandpa used to give me those little round things, and it said round to it.
Yes.
I get around to it.
So Tony, what you said just now, we're going to go get those reprinted and hand those out various times, doing events, have some fun. Yeah, honey, when I get around to it, then I'll take care of that little remodeling project, or I'll fix the.
And then she's going to hand you one of those and say, okay, here's around to it. Do it.
Well, Tony, it's been 10 to 15 years ago. We did that. I mean, I'd be working with couples and they would share something kind of, you know, lightning, and I would hand her the round to it to give to him.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
So here, honey, give it to him. Hey, Bob, Dan, whatever. But you have no excuses now. You have your round to it. So go fix the knob on the door.
My grandpa Whelan had those and would give me, when I would say, oh, I'll get that done later. When you get around to it. And I go, yeah, I'll get around to it. And he'd go, here you go. And he would hand me this round wooden coin, and it said around to it on it.
Well, yeah, Tony, we use those back in the day. Because when it comes to financial planning, people, it's human nature. People procrastinate.
We put things off, especially things off. Dealing with finances, dealing with retirement
unknowns, planning. All the unknowns, uncertainties.
Estate planning, planning on what's going to happen to our stuff when we're gone. Nobody wants to do that. They all push it off.
Yeah. They do. So I think it's time to bring back the round to it. Just hand people in the audience to say, folks, you have no excuses now. You've got your round to it, so let's get busy. Yeah, you putting together your dream plan for the rest of your life. So you know, some other things too. We'll touch on them. We'll hop in today's show, Tony. But you know, August 19th, National Aviation Day. That's just another thing. We're right here at the home of aviation being born. Now here's one, Tony. August 20th. I'm sorry, a mosquito is not a entity that's worthy of a national mentioning. I'm sorry.
So it's National Mosquito Day?
Yeah, it's a World Mosquito Day, August 20th, okay?
Yeah, no.
Mosquitoes have their own annual recognition. So I've got to go look that one up and just ask why. Why do mosquitoes, or why are they deserving of a World Mosquito Day?
They're not. So we shouldn't even talk about that one.
Well, on the same, the other one too, on the 20th is National Radio Day. So that kind of ties
into awesome.
One. Awesome. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Yep. National Radio Day.
I love the airwaves. Here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
I love it. Love it. That's so appropriate. Yeah. National Radio Day. And we're playing our new theme song. Yep. Thanks, Tony.
Yep.
Appreciate
Pilot
that.
Of the airwaves.
Pilot of the airwaves, baby. And you know, I played golf last week with some great people. The mayor was there. The mayor brought over his son. This guy is just an amazing golfer. We played in the Fairborn charitable. It was a golf event for Fairborn Chamber of Commerce. But you know what? I had these new ball markers made up with the Pilot of the Airwaves logo on one side. Yeah. And the, you know, the WHIO logo on the backside, he picked it up. He said, man, this thing is really cool. So he stole my ball marker because he liked the logo. So Alan, that goes out to you, buddy. When I see you in a couple of weeks to play golf again, he's coming back over for another tournament. I got to get my ball marker back. Just saying.
Well, you should have more made up.
Well, we did. We had a bunch made up and I gave them all away. And that was the one I had left, which was mine. But we've got,
you'll
we've
have
got
to have coming. Some more. You'll have to let him have it. Yeah. Have some more made up. There
well,
you go.
We got the Beaver Creek Chamber events coming up in September. I've ordered several hundred for that one.
Oh, okay.
You know, because they're going to have a big turnout. So we'll have some more of those.
That's excellent.
So any of our listeners, if you'd like to get a beautiful, you know, poker chip ball marker that has the Pilot of the Airwaves logo on one side and WHIO logo on the backside, we'll be happy to send you one. Just let us know.
So it's also
bring you good luck. It'll bring you good luck, Tony.
There you go.
My golf game has improved immensely because of
it would take a lot of luck to improve my game, Steve. So what's the other day? Okay. It's retire.
Senior Citizen Day.
Oh,
August 21st. Yes.
August 21st will be Senior Citizen Day.
That's worthy of celebrating.
Yeah, here you go.
Retirement will be a wonderful adventure and we'll do it together.
There you go.
I love it. Love it.
There you go. Well, that's great. And then last Monday was the anniversary of Robin Williams' passing.
Yes.
And for our regular listeners who have been listening for some time, we did a tribute show to Robin because you and I are both huge Robin Williams fans. I don't know how you could not be a Robin Williams fan. Such a talented fella. And I was reading something that Conan O'Brien, the talk show host, and now he's a podcast host, wrote for many years. He did late night talk shows, and he was telling about the lowest point in his life, or one of them, was when they passed him over to what he thought was a shoe-in. I think they'd even led him to believe that he was going to get the Tonight Show and move up into that earlier slot when Johnny Carson left.
Yeah.
But instead, they gave it to guest host Jay Leno. Also, then his own show was in jeopardy and he didn't want to stay with that network because he felt he had been treated unfairly. And most people would agree.
Right.
He was at his lowest point. I guess he was just laying on the floor and just lost and not doing well. And the phone rang and it was Robin Williams. And he couldn't believe it. And he's like, I don't know if I want to talk to anybody right now. Robin launched into bits, funny bits and comedy bits, and just made him laugh. And Robin didn't do that for acclaim. Didn't think anybody would ever know about it. So it wasn't like he was trying to get publicity or attention.
Right. Right.
He had just heard what had happened to Conan and wanted to call him and called him up. And I guess he made me laugh. He brought me out of my funk.
Wow,
but then he got serious at the end of the call, Conan said, and said, seriously, I'm here for you if you need anything. And I will be here to help you. You'll land on your feet. You're very talented. And they weren't close friends at that time. They had, of course, met each other and hung out at a few industry events. And I think Robin had been a guest on his show. But other than that, it's not like they talked a lot, but Robin called at this point and to cheer him up. And he said, hey, by the way, I got you a gift. So I guess Conan went out and there was this package waiting for him. It was a bicycle, a really nice bicycle, but it was painted the craziest colors and had all these things like the thing you put in your spokes, like a card to make the sounds of the wheel turns. And it had horns on it and just goofy stuff all over it. And it was something that would be, if you wrote it in public, it would be a total embarrassment, Conan said. And it just made me laugh so hard. And it was one of the nicest things. But that was Robin Williams.
That was Robin Williams.
Yeah. Yes, and he also would go find homeless people and vets who were struggling. Every city that he filmed in or location, no matter where it was at, he would go. Part of his contract was they had to employ homeless people from the area to work on set or be extras. And he would go out and find people in need or meet people and have them offer them the craft services food that they were being served for the stars and let them go first. He was just that kind of guy. Just an amazing, amazing person. And it's so sad that he had that Lewy bodies, his mind, that disease that caused him to take his own life. That was terrible.
You know, Tony, and I'll tell you, you may recall, we started off the show over 2 years ago, and those listeners have been loyal listeners that time. You may recall, we started off the show with that good morning, shouting boldly and loudly, good morning. He did good morning, Vietnam.
Yep.
This was good morning, Miami, Miami Valley. So, and I remember you said, Steve, bring it down a few decibels. Because I was being very expressive.
Distorting, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Miami Valley.
Yes, that was so much fun. And then when we did a show last year, Tony, when I was doing the research on Robin Williams, I always loved him, Mork and Mindy, Nanu. And so, but the more research I did on him, there was so much more about him that I learned that was so amazing what he did in life and his journey. And that was such a fun show to do. In fact, we got so many great, great comments from that show. And honestly, that could have been the show that really launched how popular we've become today, because he is so loved by everybody. And even since the show, we made a few mentionings from time to time about Robin, and we are coming up on a year later. And, but it just so happened last year, the 10-year anniversary was on the Sunday we did our show. This past week, obviously, it was Monday. But what a great guy. And Tony, I appreciate you sharing that story about Conan. That's the kind of guy he was. Very selfless and always wanting to do for others.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, he was having his own issues going on. But just what a great guy. So that's certainly a model that one could live by to be a better person on this planet. And he certainly did that very well.
Oh, yeah. And you can't even Mrs. Doubtfire, Good Morning Vietnam, all the great movies he did. Just an amazing Good Will Hunting. He won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for that one. A great guy. We still miss him. I can't believe it's already been 11 years.
I know.
Well, hey, we're we will talk about finances today. We're going to what if you're named a beneficiary on an IRA, an inherited IRA? What do we need to know?
Well, it's always welcome to get a windfall, Tony. But if it's not handled strategically, boy, it could hit you with a hefty tax burden on these inherited IRAs. So there's plenty of rules that are designed to make sure the IRS gets what they want. In fact, Ed Slott, one of my mentors, a lot of people know his name. He's one of the top CPAs in the world, the nation, when it comes to IRAs, taxation. Ed was a big proponent of the stretch IRA, where you could take a nest egg and stretch over the lifetime of your kids, your grandkids, your great grandkids. Well, the Secure Act took that away a few years ago, and now the IRS wants their money over 10 years. So that's just, the rules have changed. We talked about legislative risk in our last workshop, because they can just change the rules, Tony, unbeknownst to us, and we have to learn how to play by those rules. And so that's something that's been somewhat of a disadvantage to those folks that have IRAs. Today's show,
who moved the cheese?
Who moved the cheese? So we're going to share some insight on that today and just give some of the do's and don'ts, if you would. But before I do that, I'm going to mention to our listeners, go to our website, pinnacleinvestmentadvisors.com. Scroll down maybe halfway through the page. You'll see a screen that says your tax bill that you owe. And what I want you to do, folks, put in the value of your IRAs, your 401ks, your 403Bs, any money that you put in pre-tax, where you're saving deduction today, you're saving taxes today, it's growing tax deferred, put that value in there. Yeah, don't put your real birthday, just make sure it's got the right age, and then hit submit, and it's going to give you a report, Tony, of what you're going to pay on your taxes during your lifetime to age 90, because we're going to talk about RMDs as well today, required minimum distributions. So you're going to calculate what that would be in your lifetime to age 90, and you're also going to see the impact of, well, one day God says your time is up. You're going to have some money left over in these pre-tax accounts, and then that's when the IRS wants the rest of your money. It's going to show you the total taxes that you would pay in your lifetime. And when you see that number, Tony, it's going to give you an incentive to get proactive and not procrastinate, get around to it, and start doing some planning with an advisor, because you're not going to like the outcome that you're going to see in the calculation.
Where is that you can go to get that calculated?
It's pinnacleinvestmentadvisors.com. You go to our website, scroll down right on the main page, and you'll see calculate your tax bill. Okay.
Yeah.
So listeners, take advantage of that.
Yeah, people don't realize taxes and healthcare are going to be your two biggest expenses in retirement. Yes. And for some people, it's going to be taxes.
Yes.
So you want to plan for that and minimize that. And I know you're not a CPA, but you do look ahead and incorporate tax planning into your overall retirement plans.
Yes.
You do for people, you and your team, and you work alongside tax professionals to make sure that people understand this and are making the best decisions for themselves and their money to minimize that burden, right?
Well, it's been my slogan for years, Tony. I've always said, when you have the information and you've been informed, you're now prepared to make critical financial decisions. So, folks, this is imminent. It's going to happen whether you like it or not. So start planning and take control of what the outcome is going to be for you. And we're going to share some insight on that today. In fact, the article we're going to start referring to is Kiplinger, You've Inherited an IRA. So you want to avoid these common mistakes because it really can cost you. So inherited IRAs are also called beneficiary IRAs because it's called that when an IRA passes from you to a spouse, or now we're going to talk about family members, someone else is going to have to take care of, you know, someone else is going to have to be there to take care of things after you passed away. So here's the one thing, Tony, you can actually leave an IRA to just about anyone.
Yep.
But the rules for what happens can be very different depending on who the beneficiary is on the IRA. So, you know, once the transfer happens, the money from the original IRA owner and moves into an inherited IRA in the beneficiary's name, you can't add any new money to it. That's number one. It does stay in a tax deferred status, which could be a good thing. But here's where it gets a little tricky, Tony, especially if you're not the spouse. In this case, the IRS says you have to fully withdraw the inherited IRA within 10 years of the account holder's original death. So, and every dollar that takes out, it does count as ordinary income. So if you wait until year 10 to do something about it, well, let's just say you could, but you could be staring at a very, very hefty, unpleasant tax bill. So that's exactly why planning ahead, someone who knows these rules, can certainly help you have a better outcome and a better impact on that choice, if you would, Tony.
Yeah, you want to work with somebody who knows the rules inside and out, and that somebody like yourself, you want to work closely with a trusted financial services professional who's looking out for your best interests. So what are some of these rules that come with an inherited IRA? You mentioned the 10-year rule.
Right.
Except for the spouse, if you're a child, if you're one of the kids, you leave them, maybe your parents have your spouse has passed, you leave your IRA to your kids, but they have 10 years to take all that money out and pay taxes on it.
Right. But there are some exceptions, and it goes back to the shift that when the Secure Act took place, you know, here's what it means to inherit the IRAs if you're not the spouse. Okay. And you inherited the IRA after December 31st, 2019, you're now looking at what's called the 10-year rule. That means you have to fully withdraw the account over 10 years. But there are some important exceptions, Tony. And here's where working with a financial advisor can really make a big difference. If you're within 10 years of the original account holder's age, or if you're disabled or chronically ill, or if you're a minor child of the deceased, you're allowed to follow the old rules. So in other words, you can stretch out those withdrawals over your lifetime, whereby we've touched on what the new rule is. It's over a 10-year period. Tony, if the person you inherited had already begun starting their required minimum distributions, that's RMDs, which now begin at 73, you'll have to continue taking those during your 10-year window based on your life expectancy. So knowing the rules can be a big, big help in determining what's the right thing to do for you, Tony.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's important to understand these. What are some potential options that people have?
Well, let's get into some of those. If you inherit an IRA from your spouse, you actually have a few different paths to take, Tony. One, it really depends on your age. It depends on your income needs and your long-term plan. So the first option is what's called a spousal transfer. This simply means you take control of the account and you become the new account holder. The money is yours and it's accessible right away. But remember, any withdrawals you take will still be taxable. And if you're under 59 and a half, again, that's the rule. If you take money out early, you could be facing a penalty as well on top of what would be normal taxable income. But the good news is your RMDs are now based on your age, not your spouse's. So if you're younger, that means you can stretch those withdrawals over more years, potentially easing the tax bite. Option two. You open up an inherited IRA. In this case, you roll the assets into an inherited IRA in your name. RMDs will be based on your life expectancy, but you'll need to fully withdraw the account over 10 years. Again, we're still back to that rule. The route can make sense if you're under 59 and a half, and you'll know you need access to money sooner than later, which in the third option, and we don't recommend this one at all, Tony, this is where you would simply take a lump sum. But bear in mind, that lump sum is going to be 100% all taxable and add it to your normal income, you know, obviously inflating what you would be paying taxes on that year with all the income that you're now received.
Sure. And so you really have to pay attention to these rules. What's taxable? Make sure if you're under 59 and a half, you know the rules for that. You don't want to pay penalties. You don't want to pay taxes. You don't have to, you know, pay a big payout could push you into a higher tax bracket, right? And so you want to avoid that.
Well, and that's even referring back to this article a little bit more, Tony. If you've inherited an IRA and you're not the spouse and you don't fall into some of those exceptions I mentioned earlier, your choices do become very much limited. So, you know, again, the first option, it's called an inherited IRA. Here's how it works. The account gets moved into your name. You're required to do these distributions over life expectancy or the 10-year clock. The money still controls, still, you know, grows tax deferred while it's in there. So you're not paying taxes on the earning each year. But again, you are required during that timeline, Tony, to take the money out, and it does become taxable. Again, the second option here, Tony, we touched on this earlier, you can take out a lump sum. But again, I know it sounds tempting, but here's the catch. Every dollar you take out is treated as ordinary income. Yeah, it's simpler to do that rather than worry about a 10-year rule. But depending on the size of your account, this actually could push you in a higher tax bracket in addition to your other income. And now you owe the IRS even more.
Yikes. Yeah. You don't want to be in that situation. And this is where a little planning goes a long way. You know, obviously spreading the withdrawals out over several years might help you manage your tax bill. Other times there might be creative ways to pair those withdrawals with other financial moves to soften the hit, you know, like if you have write-offs or losses or charitable donations. So these are the kind of strategies that an experienced financial professional can provide.
Well, and Tony, it wasn't that long ago, well, a year or two ago, I had an existing client, his brother unexpectedly passed away. Brother was a widow. And my client, the brother, was going to be the beneficiary. So he was receiving a hefty, hefty amount. It was over $300,000.
Wow.
And so he calls me up. And again, this was unexpected. And he's asking me, Steve, what should I do? And here's, we ran various scenarios, Tony, knowing we have a 10-year window here of which we have to do something with these dollars. And so I was very objective in my analysis. I simply showed this client, here are multiple scenarios that you have to do something with the money. Now it's a matter of which one's best for you.
Well, and I think that's great. I think it's awesome that happened. So, and this is one of those times where, again, having a thorough strategy in place can make all the difference. You follow the rules and actually maximizing the benefit of what you've inherited. You want to know your options. And for those of you leaving a legacy to your family, to your children, your grandchildren, this is important to note. Don't do make decisions about these things without working with somebody like Steve and the people there. I think that at Pinnacle, I think that's so important. Now we're out of time for today's show. It flew by. We had too much fun at the beginning of the show.
Well, we did, Tony. We did. That's why people love our show, Tony. That's why they do love tuning into our show. We keep it fun. We keep it light and very informative. So folks, once again, if this touches on the topic touches today is something you might be concerned about, give us a call, 937-667-6500. Go to the website, pinnacleinvestmentadvisors.com. Folks, we have two locations, Beaver Creek, Ohio, Troy, Ohio. Make a moment to get on the calendar. Give us a phone call. Better yet, go to the website, get our calendar, and schedule the time you can come in and see us face-to-face. If this topic appeals to you, applies to you, make sure you meet with an advisor before you make any decisions. And let them look at various alternatives to know what's going to be the best thing for you.
Exactly. And that does it for today's episode of Temple Talk Radio with our host, Steve Temple.
Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade. Thanks for listening to my good friend, Steve Temple, with Temple Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Temple Talk Radio. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Steve Temple at Pinnacle Investment Advisors at 937-667-6500 or visit templetalkradio.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Temple Talk Radio. Advisory services are offered through Pinnacle Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Ohio. Insurance products and services are offered through Temple Financial Solutions, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.